and DB Media Sports Channel. Not sure if we'll get Andrea or not. We'll find out whether or not she's going to be able to join the party here on a Monday morning. Lots of things going on. Oh, wow. Did you get a chance to watch the NFL yesterday? Some great games yesterday. Some bad games. Some situations, you know, that happened between coaches, between players, upsets, some good stuff. I mean, and that's what the NFL is all about. This is week two. And week two, it just means that people are still working out kinks, but there's also some teams out there who are not expected to have kinks that have them. And I do mention one, you know, that pops up to me being the Dallas Cowboys examiner, the Dallas Cowboys yesterday in Seattle.
And now you can probably hear me a little better. There we go. In case you missed that little bit, in case you missed it, teams that should win football games against teams that really, if you think about it on paper, are just not as good as one of the other teams. And it's an old saying, and it's a saying that will always stay. That's the reason why they play the games. That having been said, I'm wondering in my mind why the Dallas Cowboys can't get over the hump. Why the Dallas Cowboys always seem to play down to their competition. Why do the Dallas Cowboys decide to go and have problems against teams they really don't have really any business having problems against, i.e. the Seattle Seahawks? Oh, God, they played bad yesterday. You know, I could point out, you know, how bad Romo played. I could point out how the receivers weren't running routes very well. Or I can point out that the defense of Seattle was really, really good yesterday. And the defense of the Dallas Cowboys was really, really bad. But all in all, except some really diehard Seahawks fan, they weren't going to win that football game yesterday. Unless the Tony Romo of, oh, I got to try to win the game shows up, or the Tony Romo that's inconsistent, which forces him to become the guy that feels like he's got to make a play because the defense was so bad. All in all, the Dallas Cowboys played awful yesterday. And those that thought that defense was there, because what they did to the Giants, folks, the Giants had a hard time getting started yesterday. They were lucky to win their game yesterday. But it was almost like they started clicking. They got into I'll tell you right now, the Giants are a tough team to beat now. I'm going to tell you, they figured it out in that fourth quarter yesterday. So the Dallas Cowboys and any other team in this division have got a tough road to hoe. Washington loses yesterday, drops them to 1-1 in their division. Dallas drops to 1-1 in their division. And that cannot be, you know, this is what we were talking about as far as the NFC East. There's only one team that's 2-0, and I am so shocked that the Eagles won that football game yesterday. And you want to talk about a team that didn't deserve to win a football game? That was yesterday. The Eagles deserved to lose that football game. They were playing horrible the whole football game, and they managed to squeak it out. Just like the Giants, they managed to squeak it out right at the end. St. Louis beating Washington was a big, big move for the Rams. And if and when, we'll talk about that here this morning if we get Andrea in. But let's go through the standings really quick. Well, first, let's go through the scores. Green Bay obviously beat Chicago on Thursday Night Football 23-10. Offensive line for the Chicago Bears have got to give Jay Cutler time. I've heard how bad Jay Cutler played, but guess what? He had to try to make plays because no one was protecting him. Buffalo Bills beat Kansas City 35-17. Man, is there anybody worse besides maybe the Cleveland Browns than the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, good Lord. Carolina gets the win yesterday over New Orleans, 35-27. And for Saints fans, 0-2 to start off the season, can't make you feel good. Cleveland, in a thriller, in reality, loses by 7. This was a good game. We were talking about that on the Couch Potato Sports Show on Sunday. It was a damn good game. Indy gets a win, 23-20 over Minnesota, and that was a good game. It was fun to watch. I love Red Zone. Red Zone just makes it so much better. Houston had an easy time with Jacksonville. For some reason, Jacksonville just decided to stay in bed, in their own beds at home. And I'm going to talk about that with a Jacksonville Jaguar specialist, that being Tom McManus, this week. So I'm going to grab him up, because an 0-2 starts for the Jacksonville Jaguars just spells trouble for this team for the rest of the season. The Miami Dolphins, 35, Oakland 13. Miami just ran and ran and ran and ran. Oakland had no answer to it. That just goes to show their defense is going to be there. And my pick for the Oakland Raiders to win that division may be in jeopardy already, and we haven't even gotten really started, because they're 0-2. So are the Chiefs. Arizona shocks the New England Patriots. I am confused about that game. I'm not sure why they didn't kick the 54-yard field goal. Yes, I know it's there, but, man, if you're the kicker, you got to know that they don't trust your leg. You just got to know it. And that, you know, that just goes to show Bill Belichick sometimes will make a right decision, sometimes wrong, but maybe he decided that his defense could stop it. No one thought this was going to be that way, and lying people lost a lot of money on that football game because they expected the Arizona Cardinals not to show, and I'm one. Plus, they flew across country, which is always a big one. We talked about the Giants beating Tampa Bay 41-34 in the thriller at the end of the game. That was a crazy, crazy football game. Philadelphia edges out Baltimore 24-23. You know, the Eagles are lucky to be 1-1 in their division. They really are. We talked about Seattle beating Dallas. It was 27-7. Talk about a no-show for the offense. And talk about a hit. Sean Lee took a major hit yesterday on a ball he was pursuing, and he just got blindsided. There'll probably be a fine there. If Jerry Jones has anything to say about it, there probably is. If he says there's going to be a fine, you can just write that down, that it's going to happen, because he'll parlay that bitch to get it. Washington loses to St. Louis in that thriller, 31-28. We talked about that just briefly. The Giants get beat by Pittsburgh 27-10, and that's the Giants. That is the Jets we expected. That's the Jets that, at least when I looked at the beginning of the season, looked at the mayhem that's going on over there. That is the New York Jets. For some reason, the Jets want to be the Yankees as far as getting into the papers over there when they were not even relevant in the news for the last 4 years. But, you know, so it's always been about the Giants, and the Jets just kind of hung back. That's what happens when you start winning games and making it to the AFC Championship game, not more than 3 and 4 years, or 3 and 2 years ago. Tennessee gets, you know, beat down, really, in reality, San Diego 38-10. Detroit, a good thrilling game last night. Detroit could not get over the hump. San Francisco, by the way, San Francisco looks like a machine. And I'm talking about a machine. They did everything right. And we talked about it on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When you take Alex Smith and you look at his passes, you keep him in with 20 yards, this guy is crazy. No interceptions yet again yesterday. No interceptions yet again. And when you are Alex Smith and this young with a new coach and everything, you kind of expect things like this. You kind of expect a chance that bad things will happen, and it didn't. Also, just to let you know, the San Francisco 49ers have yet again allowed another rushing touchdown. And I cannot tell you how huge that is. Not even from 1 yard. Not even from the half yard. They've allowed a rushing touchdown. That just first of all, shows that the defense is good. Second of all, you're not going to get down to 1 yard. And if you are, they're going to muster up. And that defense mustered up yesterday. And not only that, picking up lame ducks in the air from yesterday's game, they just look good. San Francisco is probably a class by itself. You look at the Packers, everybody thinks the Packers are good. The Packers, man, defensively, now granted, they beat the Bears, but defensively are looking kind of scary. So, although they did show up and that defense showed up big, I still want to see how well they do it. Speculation Sports, welcome in, and Cowpoke, you can hop in. If you want to, 347-637-2306. Especially because I'd love to hear what you got to say about the Cowgirls yesterday, as he says. The Cowboys played god-awful yesterday. And the defense, wow, no-showed for the Dallas Cowboys in Seattle. Jeez. See, and this is the reason why the Dallas Cowboys have their problems, okay? They will play great in week one and beat the Giants. Everybody is on the Super Bowl bandwagon. And one wheel falls off when the next week playing against a team that really, if you look at it, had no business, first of all, being close. Second of all, winning the football game. So the Dallas Cowboys got to take a team like the Seattle Seahawks and bury them in order to show, and to show anybody else in the NFL, we're a team not to be messed with. If you are the Seattle Seahawks, we are going to bury you. And they didn't. And not only that, the defense was god-awful yesterday. By the way, Rob Ryan got a nice haircut. At least I can see his face. And he doesn't look like a strung-out crack woman. Well, in this case, a very fat, strung-out crack woman, not skinny like they normally are, but I mean, at least, I mean, my goodness, I can see his face. Maybe that was bad luck this week. Hell, I don't know. But the defense no-showed in Seattle. The crowd noise was crazy. They had flags everywhere. And we talked about it a little bit up on my show, but those are the kind of things, and I even wrote about it. Check out examiner.com. Those are the things that the Dallas Cowboys got to get over. They got to get over, forget what is on the field. The noise level affected this football team, and if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're supposed to be as good as you are, supposedly, you don't let that kind of noise and that kind of things get in your way of winning a football game. Marshawn Lynch went off on this football team yesterday, and I will tell you straight out that if you're the Seattle Seahawks, you got a good – hey, I'm not a fan of Marshawn Lynch. Let's just be – I'll be straightforward and honest about that. He's not a guy that I'm necessarily worried about if I'm a football team. Yeah, he gets 1,000 yards, and you got to put it up on the podium. Yeah, you got to look out for this guy. But in reality, Marshawn Lynch is not a guy that you got to worry about. But the Dallas Cowboys let this guy go off for him for 26 carries, 122 yards, and a touchdown. He also shot off a 36-yarder yesterday. So when you're the Dallas Cowboys, DeMarco Murray just decided to no-show. Tony Romo, one interception, 251 yards and a touchdown. Miles Austin catches it. Jason Witten, he was getting hit immediately after he was catching the football. Felix Jones got into the passing game. I'll say this. I like Felix Jones on that third down back, catching the ball out of the backfield. I like that. That's about the only thing about it. And then the Ogletree that everybody was, the band Ogletree bandwagon everybody was jumping on, guess what? One catch yesterday. One catch. Yeah, let's sign him to a long-term deal, you idiots that were out on the radio saying, yeah, we better sign him. He's going to be great. He's going to be the guy. You know, he's going to be another Laurent Robinson. You know what? I tell you right now, I'm taking Plexico Burress. I dumped this son of a gun and go get me Plexico Burress. Give me another, yet another weapon down in the end zone, near the end zone, another target, a big target. Now, everybody seems to think that he's a head case, but still, a Plexico Burress, give me him all day at the number three. And this, folks, talk about, everybody was on the Ogletree bandwagon. I mean, it was not more than 2.5 weeks this guy was fighting for his NFL career in Dallas. And he barely made it with a bunch of stiffs. So, man, I talked about it, man. Stay off that bandwagon until they can prove they win games like this. The Dallas Cowboys will be the team that we've seen for the last 4 years. And I'm going to tell you, Jerry Jones had better be watching the season very closely. Des Bryant, 2 fumbles yesterday. Lucky they didn't go anywhere. Felix Jones did have a fumble yesterday, and that did go the wrong way. And, you know, it just, to me, it seems like the Dallas Cowboys have got a lot of work to do. A lot of work. And let's give credit, okay, and I'm going to give credit to Seattle. They handled them before the Cowboys knew it was 13-7. Well, 13-0 before they scored. So, you know, it's not good. Speculation Sports didn't want to get in because he knew I was exactly right. This is the reason why the Dallas Cowboys are really not taken seriously. And the media will jump on them, which they rightfully should. Those are the reasons. Covering the NFL, we saw some interesting games yesterday. Buffalo Bills, I told everybody I like this team. I wish I could have enough confidence in them to make the playoffs. But Kansas City's got awful young. I mean, Matt Castle's just got to stop. Romeo Crennel needs to go get a quarterback and maybe throw in the second quarterback. I mean, because it's just getting really out of hand in Kansas City. Peyton Hillis with a fumble now down near to the end zone. Are we kidding me? Peyton Hillis, come on. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 10-19, 178 yards, 2 touchdowns. Why? He didn't need to, because C.J. Spiller, 15 carries, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. Unbelievable yesterday. Matt Castle, 23 of 42, 301 yards and 2 touchdowns, but mostly garbage yards. And that's one of the things when you take a look at this game. Had an interception yesterday as well. Matt Castle, you know, shook one off for 20 yards yesterday, and that was good. But really, in reality, when you look at this team, that's one of their problems going into this season. Loved me some NFL yesterday. Love to see Andy Dalton have a little success over in Cleveland and Cincinnati, playing for Cincinnati. But actually, that game was played in Cincinnati. But nice to see. I root for a guy that is so humble that he deserves everything that comes his way. 24 of 31, 318 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 bad pick. And by the way, it was a bad pick. But still, very quality game yesterday for Andy Dalton. These are the games that you see, unlike that Dallas Cowboys, okay? The Bengals are supposed to win this game. Now, was it probably closer than it should have been? Yeah, obviously it was. But guess what? They still at least got the W, unlike the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't know if Andy Dalton is going to be able to lead his team to the playoffs. I would love to eat crow on that. I really would. I don't see it. Don't see it. Did Ryan Tannehill wake up? No. He just had some great running. Reggie Bush, 26 carries, 172 yards, 2 touchdowns. One of them was for 65 yards for the touchdown. By the way, Reggie Bush is still playing football. After toking it up for a couple of years, decides to take a couple of years off to get high. He comes back and plays football. You got to love a guy that'll go out and he's got his priorities straight. He wanted to token it a little bit before he came back to the NFL. You got to love it. 6.5 yards a carry for Miller for the Dolphins on the running game as well. And I'm talking about Lamar Miller. He scored a touchdown yesterday. Tannehill didn't have to be spectacular. Carson Palmer, 24-48, 373 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception in a losing cause yesterday. Normally, stats like that win you football games. Darren McFadden, 11 carries, 22 yards. He wasn't much of a factor in anything in reality yesterday because they didn't really utilize him in the passing game. Only 2 catches, 19 yards. But one thing about Carson Palmer, though, he threw to, and I'm going to count it here, I think it's 10 receivers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 receivers, including Derek Hagan, which, by the way, I thought Derek Hagan was out of the NFL. And he's just an ASU guy. I watched him when he was in college. I always kind of liked him, so I kind of root for him to be good. But the Miami Dolphins 1-1 in their division, along with the Patriots, who are 1-1. The Jets, who are 1-1. Buffalo Bills, who are 1-1. That whole division tied at 1-1, no one did 2-0 or 0-2. 14 weeks to get it figured out, AFC. East, 14 weeks. Some other games that, the Tim Tebow story keeps coming and coming and coming. And what can you say more? Ben Roethlisberger is crazy good. The Steelers' defense just beat the holy hell out of the Jets' offense where they could not get going at all. Mark Sanchez, 10-27, 138, and 1 touchdown. It's going to be interesting. The Jets, how they handle this. 1-1 in reality. And the Steelers are supposed to be old and over the hill. Are the Steelers that good? Are the Jets just that bad? I guess we're going to find out as the year goes on. It's a grueling season in the NFL. It's grueling. Ben Roethlisberger, just crazy. 24-31, 275, 2 touchdowns. Future Hall of Famer. I started that talk back on my first show back in February 2009, which yesterday was my 250th show here on Blog Talk Radio. Get on over and listen to it. Well, we just basically talked NFL. It wasn't any kind of anniversary show. I will probably do that in February. I'm going to start working on that because we've had a lot of great moments on the Couch Potato Sports Show for years and years and years. Well, since 2009. Three and a half years, folks. We've been doing this show. It's crazy. Love doing the show. Love the support as well on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So, out of all the things that happened in the NFL yesterday, some great football games. I gave you the scores in all of them. One of the Cardinals, just getting the win and just playing stout defense against probably one of the best offenses in the NFL. and Blaine Gabbert for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know if you can, be ready for that, yes. Don't know how. It just did not look good for my Jacksonville Jaguars. Saints in a lot of trouble at 0-2 already. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting to find out what's going on. If Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says someone's going to get fined, you can guarantee that it's going to. Big hit on Sean Lee yesterday. And the Dallas Cowboys could ill afford to lose this guy. He went back in, but, man, he got rocked, you know, like the Casbah yesterday. Unbelievable. Vernon Davis, how about that? Two touchdowns. Vernon Davis is becoming a stud underneath this new offense. But are the San Francisco 49ers going to the Super Bowl this year? I had the Packers going. They're the only team right now that looks consistent through the first 2 weeks of this season, really, if you think about it. And the 49ers, they're just got everything. It's like a well-oiled machine with the passing game, the running game, the defense, special teams, all looked good yesterday. Houston Texans, though, look pretty good in the AFC. They look really good, especially defensively. Wade Phillips laughing his ass off at the Dallas Cowboys right now. Every time a W goes up in that left-hand column, and every time they win, and every time they go over 500 for the rest of his career, he's just going to laugh his ass off, especially being the defensive coordinator over there. You know, it's all about it. I would love, and I'm going to try to get this guy up on my show. Because you want to talk about, he's a great defensive coordinator, always has been. And I'm glad he's punking out the Dallas Cowboys as the defensive coordinator over in Houston. I love it. That will be an interesting tune on how it goes for the rest of the season. Looking forward to Wade Phillips completely embarrassing the Dallas Cowboys. The worst 2-0 team in the NFL has got to be the Philadelphia Eagles. But the Arizona Cardinals and the San Francisco 49ers on top of the NFC West are both at 2-0. A surprising 2-0 for the Arizona Cardinals. No one expected them really to get out of New England with a W. Fans, you might as well hop up on that plane, go head on over there, and welcome those guys right into town because they've done something. And Ken Wisenhunt, it's my fear this guy's going to lose his job at the end of the season if they don't make the playoffs. It's my fear. And, folks, I don't want to start the rumor mill, but Ken Wisenhunt would be able to put this Dallas Cowboys team in business. I am telling you straight out, Ken Wisenhunt. Now, I don't know how much he would be, or if he would take the job. See, and that's what it goes down to, folks. You know, the Dallas Cowboys, you know, they may be an institution, okay? But people who coach don't want to coach in an institution. And I'm talking not about the good institution. I'm talking about the institution that is Jerry Jones, the craziness that he brings to football teams, the craziness that he makes coaches feel. That's why you'll never see a Bill Cowher, John Gruden, any of the big names, after what he did to Bill Parcells and you know, basically threw his weight around. It was god-awful. And that's why the Dallas Cowboys are in trouble when it comes to coaches in the NFL. Real coaches that need control, need to play the guys that they got, will not put up with Jerry Jones, and it's going to be a problem. We'll see what all the media hype happens this week as far as the Dallas Cowboys. Join me tonight for my indoor football show that premieres tonight, 2 hours. Hey, we're going to have Doug Klein, the reason why the 46 was invented, the 46 defense, that is, of the Chicago Bears. So we'll talk to you later. Have a good week. We'll see you on Friday. Bye-bye.